Have you ever noticed how, like, a single three-letter word can just completely ruin a sincere apology?
Oh, you mean the word but?
Exactly. You say, I'm sorry, but, and instantly all the empathy just vanishes from the room.
Yeah, it really does.
Right. So today we are diving into the mechanics of a real apology to get you ready for your day seven wrap-up work.
Yep, you are writing your long-term code for Module 8 today. And honestly, the material here is just an absolute psychological goldmine.
It really is. I mean, from a psychological perspective, we tend to treat apologies as, these transactions where we just try to minimize our own debt, which is why I actually went ahead and did the day seven exercise myself.
Oh, nice. What did you end up choosing for your code?
Well, for my long-term code, I chose being wrong is not weakness, hiding from it is.
That is a really strong one.
Yeah, and then for the distill point I went with, the moment you add but, you are no longer apologizing, you are negotiating blame.
Negotiating blame. Wow.
Right. And I mean, for the quote, I just had to go with Ben Franklin. Never ruin an apology with an excuse.
I love that idea of negotiating blame. It just perfectly highlights how quickly our brains try to protect us.
Exactly. It is like putting a single drop of ink, or, bleach, into a glass of totally clear drinking water.
Yeah, it completely ruins the whole glass.
It does. It doesn't matter if it is 99% pure water, the but is the bleach, the whole thing is toxic now. But what I really want to know from you is, about the biological drive here. Why is the human brain so naturally wired to sneak that but into our apologies?
Well, it is because your brain literally cannot tell the difference between a bruised ego and a physical attack.
Wait, really? A physical attack?
Yeah, exactly. So when you admit fault, a region in your brain called the amygdala triggers the exact same fight or flight response as if, you were being chased by a predator.
Oh, wow. So it is a literal survival mechanism.
Exactly. Your threat detection circuitry hijacks your logical centers. So it instinctively deploys excuses as a defense mechanism just to survive this perceived attack on your social standing.
So we are basically fighting millions of years of evolutionary survival instincts just to like give a clean apology.
We are. And I mean, that is the whole point of today's exercise. To counter that exact instinct, I actually chose a different set of day seven selections myself.
Oh, let us hear them.
So my code is, my actions are mine. The other person's actions are theirs. Own my part completely.
That is a good one for bypassing that ego threat.
Right. And the distill point I chose is, excuses do more damage than the original mistake because they destroy trust. Then my quote is from Confucius. He who blames himself is halfway there.
Okay, but I have to ask. Repeating a Confucius quote is great, but how does actually writing that down today stop my amygdala from hijacking my brain tomorrow?
That comes down to neuroplasticity. When you intentionally practice separating your actions from the other person's, you are physically building a new alternative neural pathway.
Ah, so you are overriding the old habits.
Exactly. Right now, your default pathway is a loop of, threat followed by an excuse. By transferring these specific codes to your long-term list today and actively reviewing them, you weaken that default loop.
So you are literally training your prefrontal cortex to just hit the brakes before the excuse slips out.
You are rewiring the hardware, yeah.
Which really makes the repetition of this course so critical. And if you are listening right now, you are at a massive milestone.
Yeah. Finishing week eight means you are officially halfway through the entire journey.
Right. And as the author points out, by completing these eight modules, you have done more personal growth work than 95% of people ever will.
That is huge.
Yeah.
But to actually cement these new neural pathways, you really have to keep practicing. Do not skip your three times a day ritual today.
Morning, midday, and evening, right.
Yes. And you need to ask your bedtime question one more time before we move on.
Right. And speaking of moving on, your day seven homework is to send an email to Jack at jackslaws.com with TSPC week eight in the subject line. Just share a discovery from your journey so far.
Yeah, forcing your brain to articulate what it has learned is a great way to lock it all in.
Definitely. And tonight, you also need to introduce an essential end-of-module mental hack. You must add this exact phrase to your bedtime question tonight.
Oh, the transition hack.
Exactly. You say, I can't wait to start the next chapter's work tomorrow. I am excited about the discoveries it will lead me to.
Priming your brain with that kind of anticipation is just the perfect bridge to the horizon. Because in week nine, we are tackling a brand new law.
Oh, I cannot wait for this one.
Yeah, the law is you can make excuses or money, but you can't do both.
I'm already looking forward to untangling that. But for today, as you wrap up week eight, think back to that glass of clear water.
Keep the bleach out of it.
Exactly. What happens to your mind's fear of failure when you stop viewing apologies as a forced surrender and instead start using them as an active tool to build unshakable social trust?